House Bill 3262, and all the members pretty familiar with what the bill does and all the additions made to it on the Senate side. I'm comfortable with that. Vicki, nod your head.
Mr. Chair, I need the dash 17 amendment. Is that
The dash?
Here it is.
I have it listed on here, but I don't have a copy of it.
The little one?
Sure. Okay. It should have been at your place today, and we'll get your copy.
Okay.
I need to know where all these amendments are coming from. They're sort of sprouting up like little weeds and flowers.
Yeah, that's right. This is my.
Is the 20?
Okay. Can you have the 17?
Not in mine.
Yeah. Okay, everybody equipped?
Everybody's equipped.
Okay, I'll open a work session on House Bill 3262, and the chair will move the dash 17 amendments to House Bill 3262, and I don't see
Senator Westland
or anybody that wants amendments here, so I've already made the motion. Can you explain it for us, Dennis, and then go through the...
Mr. Chair, I would defer.
Okay. What these amendments do is they create an exception for the reemployment of retired members for two special districts in Central Oregon, Black Butte Ranch Rural Fire Protection District and the Black Butte Ranch Service District and the Sun River Service District. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I will support the amendments, but only because of their narrowness and how few people would be impacted by it. I'd say, as a general policy matter, expanding the opportunity to draw a PERS pension and come back to work in a PERS-covered organization is a dysfunction in the way the system works and will tend over time to add cost to the system. And it's only because of the narrowness of this and the impassioned presentation from some of our colleagues who represent that part of the state that I will support these amendments.
Thank you, Representative. Any,
Mr. Chair, thank you. My understanding is that the Senate committee did actually move to insert these amendments, and they did not get amended because of technical reasons. So it was certainly your Senate committee's intent to include these amendments. We adopted several amendments in committee, and there's Senator Westland, but my understanding is that we made an attempt. There was an motion to adopt them, and for some reason, technically, they did not get in the record. So, Senator Westland.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Senator.
Chair Brown. Are you the chair of this
committee?
No offense, Senator Brown, but I'm...
Hey, the Browns outnumber you, Westland. Get to business.
Well, the dash two amendments, I think, as Senator Brown indicated...
Dash 17?
They've
now become 17.
The 17s were originally intended to be put in 3262 in the House side and or on the Senate side, and due to the tremendous workload of Senate rules, they were inadvertently left out. I am here before you today to ask that you consider putting in the dash twos, which
17
very dash 17s. Is that correct?
Yes.
Which very specifically limit a PERS application exemption, allowing the, in this case, public safety officers, police officers, to work beyond the 1,040 hours in Black Butte and Sun River.
I know from my experience in being in a rural community in Oregon how difficult it is for the cities to hire and retain. It's not difficult to hire necessarily, but to retain well-trained police officers because the bigger metropolitan areas and the states steal them away from us, like Bend and Eugene and Portland and Oregon City. And so I can appreciate the
necessity. If I could allow, Mr. Chair, the Chair Brown, the... that's exactly what's going on in this case. Just that city of Bend as well as Redmond, Manders, Prineville, with some of the property tax rate growth, their base has increased, and they have been able to hire good quality officers. It has made it extremely difficult for small taxing authorities, in this case, Special District, Sun River and Black Butte, to hire well-qualified police officers at any level. And this actually has the added benefit of allowing a retired officer with excellent training to go to work at a reduced wage and provide public safety services to those two small communities.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions, Senator? No questions. Thank you, Senator, for coming down. Appreciate
Thank you. I cannot tell you what it... Well, I was going to say... I won't say it. Senator,
you're speechless, Senator.
Not very often, I can tell you.
Well,
Paul or Steve, was there anything? Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, Mike, will you call the roll, please?
Senator Brown?
Aye. I was like, which one?
Which is the motion?
Aye.
Senator Nelson?
Aye.
Representative
Rickinson?
Aye.
Senator Walker?
Aye.
Chair Brown?
Aye. Motion carries. The A-17s are adopted. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Chair Brown. I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated July 5th and that the bill be further amended with the Dash 17 amendments and repass.
Senator Brown moves the House concur in the Senate amendments dated July 5th and that the bill be further amended with the A-17 amendments and repassed. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Mike, do you call the roll again, please?
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Representative McPherson?
Aye.
Senator Nelson?
Aye.
Representative Richardson?
Aye.
Senator
Walker?
Aye.
Chair Brown?
Aye. Motion carries. On the Senate side, the carrier?
Mr. Chair, I carried it on the Senate side. I'm happy to carry it again.
Thank you, Senator. And I'll be the carrier on the House side. And with that, we are adjourned.